RNIB's new See Sport Differently campaign with Sport England is designed to break down barriers in sport and increase opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to participate. To celebrate the launch, I headed down to my local tennis club in Camden, which runs a weekly session for visually impaired players and is home to the current world number 3 in VI tennis, Naki Rizvi.
Hi, Brad. So I'm Naki Rizvi. I'd like to describe myself as an engineer by qualification, a banker by profession, and a sportsman by passion. There's lots of different sports which I tried, a few of them which I regularly do, and an even fewer ones that I'm good at. But obviously, the one we're here to talk about is sound tennis or visually impaired tennis. I've been playing that for just over 5 years now. When I first came to the UK just under 6 years ago, I was introduced to this sport by Metro Blind Sports, and I have to say, I fell in love with it as soon as I came on a tennis court, tried it, and I was like, I think this is one sport that I definitely want to continue. I don't know why, because I'd never played tennis before, because obviously I couldn't see, and I never thought that a blind person could actually play tennis. So 5 years on, I think my sport for the love has increased, if anything. And I've been very fortunate to be able to play internationally as well. My last international championship was in 2019, because we haven't had one since, where I came third. So my ranking at the minute in the B1 totally blind category is third in the world.
And you practice down here at the Globe Tennis Club. Can you tell me the main differences between visually impaired tennis and the kind of tennis that we've all been enjoying this summer on TV?
Yeah, absolutely. So essentially, the main difference, as you can imagine, because people like myself can't see the ball, is that you have to depend on your hearing. And instead of hand-eye coordination, it ends up being hand-ear coordination. So the ball has a rattle inside it, which means that you can hear it. Now, the ball doesn't normally make a sound in the air. So the first bounce is really when you know where the ball is. And then in the totally blind category, you get up to 3 bounces so that you can use the second and the third bounce, not just to know where the ball's going to be, but also to position yourself and then to hit it back. Now, partially sighted people who can see a little bit would get 2 bounces, for example. So depending on your sight category, which is normally determined by a combination of field and acuity, your category is determined. So it can go all the way from B1, which is totally blind, to B5. Now, the other difference as well, particularly in the B1 game, is that the baseline is tactile and there's normally a center and a tram line marker. So you can actually help orientate yourself on court, especially in the middle of a rally, really, really important. Then the other key difference is that the court size is slightly smaller as well. And then when you're serving to someone, so I'm serving to you, Red, for example, I'll say, ready. You say, yes. I say, play. And then I've got 2 seconds to serve the ball. But the scoring and the sets, all of that is the same. So I hope that kind of makes sense.
Absolutely. And the ball is about the size of a grapefruit. And it's made of that soft, spongy rubber that you used to play softball tennis with. So that if it does hit you in the face, it doesn't hurt too much.
And I've gotten hit on the face and it really doesn't hurt. I think it shocks you a little bit. Oh my God, what the hell just happened? But no, it doesn't hurt. It is very soft. And as you said, it is made of foam. Inside that, they have kind of a little golf ball, table tennis ball, a plastic one, which has kind of, I don't know what's inside it, some sort of pebbles or something, which help with the rattle. So yes.
I can see the engineer in you led you to take one of these apart, didn't it?
Well, I've stepped on a few of those balls or had some of those broken. It's like, oh, let's see what's inside of them. So, yes.
And for you, what are the major benefits of getting out and playing visually impaired tennis?
Oh, God, where do I start? It's so many different things, especially when I go to some of the visually impaired sessions and stuff. The social element is absolutely brilliant. You get to meet different people. You get a bit of that competitive tennis as well, which anyone who knows me knows how competitive I am, not in a bad way, hopefully, but just, you know, that desire to get better and the desire to kind of improve my game. Because at the end, you only compete against yourself, right? Not against other people. And I just find the element of kind of playing with other people awesome. I find the aspect of seeing myself improve really good, but also I do play team sports as well, like goalball, for example. But in tennis, particularly in singles, because you're just on your own, in some ways, there's less pressure, right? Because even if you make a mistake, it's only you to blame. You know, you don't feel the pressure of, oh my God, I'm letting an entire team down in some ways. And, you know, the game is set up in a way that you do get second chances as well, which is awesome because you can be a bit more experimental and you don't always have to be 100% and kind of always be perfect. So, you know, those are a few things that I can think about, but there's just something when I get on court, I am just one of the happiest people.
It is remarkable going to any sporting club. You start hanging out with people, all of whom are enthusiasts for the same thing as you're feeling enthusiastic about.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the best thing, right? You share something in common and that kind of brings you together. And once you have that kind of thing that you start off with, that you're going, okay, now we have some common ground. Let's see how we can take this further.
Alan Doran, you are the community secretary at the Globe Tennis Club. And I believe the club has got a long history of diversity and inclusion.
Yeah, absolutely, Red. The club was founded in 1954. And at that time, English tennis not only had tram lines, but also had quite a number of racial lines. And actually, that meant that a lot of foreigners and people from minority religions were hardly ever admitted to tennis clubs. And this is actually how the Globe came about, when a group of these sort of social misfits joined together with other friendly people to meet and play on what was then known as the Russell Nursery site, which had 16 private courts, and they rented four of them.
And so when Lecky came along as a visually impaired tennis player, there was absolutely no question but that the Globe would bend over backwards to help him play the game he loves.
Yeah, absolutely. We work very closely with Camden around promoting sport within the area, and we were really keen to promote disability sport, particularly visually impaired tennis. Naki came along, and Robert Dean, who was an ex-committee member and who is a current member of the club, set up the visually impaired tennis, which has been going now for just over about 4 years.
And you must see the mental and physical benefits that playing sport gives to everyone who comes here.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether you have a disability or don't have a disability, I think sport is really important for mental health. We run a group of visually impaired tennis on Friday evenings here, and we have about 8 to 10 people who come each week. And a number of them said to me after lockdown how the importance of sport with regards to their mental health and how happy they were to be back on the tennis court and doing some exercise.
If anybody wants to come along and look you up online, where would they find you?
So what they should do is email support@globetennisclub.com, and then we will get back to them around the dates and times that we run the sessions.
Alan, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Charlotte Gibbons, you are Naki's tennis coach.
Yes, yeah, I've been his tennis coach for only a few weeks as I started my journey at the Globe, but so far it's been a privilege to spend time on court with him.
But you're not a stranger to VI tennis. Could you tell us some of the main differences?
So I've been working in VI tennis since 2013. I guess the main differences are that it's adapting to the player and the situation a little bit more and being more in tune with that player and having that really strong partnership to improve as much as we can.
And is it a singles only game, or do you get doubles VI tennis?
You get both singles and doubles.
And I hear Naki's actually pretty handy with a racket and could go a long way.
He is indeed. He's definitely kept me on my toes, but hopefully onwards and upwards as we try and improve his game and get him to be the best he can be and hopefully number one.
And what would your message be to any potential player?
I guess don't be scared. Give it a go. Anyone can do it. It might be a challenge to start, but we all have challenges. So get on court and enjoy it.
So no previous experience required?
Not at all.
So I guess I've got no excuse. Naki, lead me to the court.
You know, you tend to rush, but just try and take your time. The more bounces you give yourself, the better you can track the ball. And then you can see if you can hit it back. Should we go there?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Ready?
Yeah.
Fly.
Oh, right, okay. It's quite bouncy, isn't it?
It's a very hard ball to track. It takes a long time, but you'll get the hang of it. I'm in.
Okay.
It takes months to be able to hit the ball, so they'll be too honest. Ready?
Yes.
Play.
well done. Yeah, you're a bit of a natural, eh? Take, ready?
Yes.
Fly.
Oh, that went straight past me. I think you just won the point there.
For more information on See Sport Differently, go to the rnib.org.uk website or call the helpline on 0303 123 9999.